Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Drew, you going to be with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Drew, we're going to talk about, the reason we're going to talk about this is you and I are going to ask ourselves a question, being esoteric students. Why do the United States, Russia, and Israel, why do you need a space military? Why you need a special terror force that deals with outer space? We have to ask ourselves these questions, Brother Drew, and we have to go answer the questions. And when we ask ourselves a question like that and we go answer this question, then the information that's printed out here on this subject, well, it was for me and you was born. Because if we start with a book called A Pale White Horse that was wrote by my company commander, you get that book, A Pale White Horse, go to chapter 12 in that book, and it tells you about a code name. See, all government business is up under code name called MJ-12. They might pop us about this one, Brother Drew, so you hear me? You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm here, Brother. Yeah, I had it on mute.
I say they might pop us about this one here, because this is a pretty deep one, because this is shit in the book. We found this in the book, but I've been knowing about it a long goddamn time. It just doesn't come back in existence yet. And so what happened, and we can go in this book and other books and study, and we can find the same story. Now, I came from a time period, Brother Drew, when all of this shit was happening. I wasn't but 4 years old, so you weren't born, right, Brother Drew? What year were you born?
64.
Oh, shit. This is eons for your time. And I remember it real well, because I was 4 years old when all the shit went down. But because Mama had books in the house. She had bought a series of books called Out of This World by the Time Life magazine had put out, and they covered the story on this shit from 1938 all the way up into Eisenhower. It got a hush hush after Dwight Eisenhower, who was a half breed. He was one of the black presidents that most people think Barack was. Dwight was for Barack, because his mama was black, but his daddy was white. She couldn't even go to the inauguration ball. They don't tell that, but we tell all of that history. That's what we found from digging in history. That's like what we find this here from digging in history. And I remember it. And the subject that this come out of, Brother Drew, it was classified as taboo in the black neighborhood. But it wasn't taboo in my house, neither my both sides of the family believed in these, that you read these books, when in the 50s, if you talked about mythology, Christian teaching, up on the Christian teaching, they told you that mythology, astronomy, astrology, voodoo, and hoodoo was taboo, that's the devil's work. You shouldn't study this knowledge. You shouldn't understand what this knowledge is. And all of this knowledge came up on the mythology. And we was taught not to do, but from most people at that day and age and time, Brother Drew, mythology wasn't taught in the you even right now, that's classified as those subjects that I just named now. You go ask the average Christian, do they have any books on that? And they'll tell you, no, that's the works of the devil. But mythology, every nation of people, Brother Drew, has its own mythology. It is very, 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 very important that you as an esoteric student get you a book on mythology, because mythology explains to you each nation of people's traditions. And there are old stories of how they came into existence and where they came from. And it's amazing that mythology in today's society, white folks call it science fiction, but what is called science fiction, it ain't science fiction. It is the mythology of diverse race of people. the science fiction that you we get as sci-fi and shit. And see, they started off with science fiction, and they started off easy. They started off with who? Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon in the 30s. Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon in the 30s. In 1938, when these movies first came out, in 1938, the 22nd Pope told everybody that they were in contact with alien people. I'm going to read exactly what he said in 1938. He said, the signs are increasing. The lights in the sky will appear red, blue, green, rapidly. Someone is coming from very far and want to meet the people on the earth. Meetings have already taken place, but those who have really seen have been silenced to telling you. Pope John the 22nd, 1935. He told of American government, the earth really, because Russia and also had gotten in contact with some people from Mars. Then in, before we were born, Brother Drew, I was born from 19, after when they dropped the atom bomb, it opened up what is called black holes. I'm talking to some heavy-ass esoteric knowledge. Now, it might lose somebody, but but if you know, we might lose somebody on this one, but we have to just tell it in because we're going to get some space troops. We got to know why we got to get space troops. See, and so the only way you have to know how, why is because of what I'm telling you now, why you got space truth. Hey, you've been watching Star Wars for how many years? Star Wars and all of these movies that they put out, they've been telling you for years of what they have to have a confederation up in the galaxy because other planets was going to invade this place down here. Because they opened up the black hole with the atom bomb. And when they opened up the black hole, some Martians came through the black hole. This is what the Pope was talking about. And got in contact with Russian government and the United States government. At that time, Truman was the president. But when they made the contact, Eisenhower made the peace treaty with them. In 1950s, they sent a colony of people, Russians and America, to Mars to live with the Martians, to live with those people up there. Because the Martians had already invaded Earth and mixed they see with Japheth, which is called the children of the God, the children, these people. And see, all of this was kept a secret. But if you go by a pale white horse, you'll learn what I'm telling you is in this book. And I got over 10 or 20 books in this series that Mama bought us in 1950, put out by Time Life magazine, that she had me reading in the book. This is how I know the knowledge, Brother Drew. And when all of this happened, well, shit, then it come back to me what has happened. And I went back through the study, reading the books, to see what was going on. I said, God damn, they put all of this shit that's in a pair of white horse. All this shit was put in Time Life magazine. Time Life magazine is a rep of what they, if they said it, goddammit, it was the truth. Shit. And we don't know nothing about this shit. They got stats in there of how many crashes They got shit in the chronological order. How many crashes was it here of Martians, people coming here, and they took them to the Air Force bases, and how many was in Mexico, and how many was in Utah, how many was in Texas? They got a stats on all of this, man. They got books wrote with this knowledge in it. That right now we got to entertain that knowledge. We got to find out what that knowledge is. I done already entertained it, but it's a rude awakening. But we already know we didn't come from here. That's the reason I would start teaching about the Anunnaki. We are original Anunnakians, all the human beings, but we done mixed our seed with the reptilian. Once that happened, the whole civilized world is human reptilians. That's why I did that lesson at first, to introduce you to that so you can understand this shit here. Brother Drew, or what's been to go down, but they done showed it to you in their movies.
Right.
They got a movie called Wallgate. Now, this whole thing that happened with Eisenhower, the third kind encounter of a third world, all you got to do is go look at that movie. They rerunning it now on TV. It's been on TV all last week.
Oh, yeah.
All last week they had movies on Channel 33, Channel 27, all the month. They have had movies about the 1950 movies about invasion of Mars, Mars the planet, Mars this, when Mars came to Earth, when Earth did this. They show you all of this shit. They already show you this shit of what has already happened. They program in your mind that this shit is what they call in science fiction shit come into existence. We thought Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon was science fiction, but it wasn't. And what tuned me in on the shit, Brother Drew, is when I look at the movie, I look at it with knowledge energy. Flash
right.
Gordon, all of them series of Flash Gordon had all of this shit that's wrote about the peace treaty and all that shit in. They made movies about it and call it science fiction. Made movies.
Uh-huh.
Eisenhower signed a peace treaty that we would send a colony of people to the moon, to Mars, and they would leave some of their people down here to and to mate with the people down here. But they look like when you look at a Martian, you're looking at a white person. That's what a Martian look like. But the only thing, he's pure pale, milky white, with blonde hair and blue eyes and 6 foot tall. And skin is milky, 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 milky white. They was left down here to breed with the human beings. So if that's from 1950, that's 68 years divided by 12. What you got? You got 5 or 6 generations of these people walking around. That means that you got over 100,000 of these people that bred it with the humans that's already here. They did an experiment. And for technology, all this goddamn technology, you wondering how come, I was wondering in the military, how come tech, I go to school, I was one of the first they picked to go to 3M school because I typed 80 words a minute, and they had a key punch, and they was putting everything up under the 3M system in the military, and they wanted some niggas to have a nigga go, so they picked me. And they give you an extra rank, Brother Drew. I went from E3 to E4. And I went to school. I graduated first in my class because during that time, I wouldn't let a white boy beat me doing a goddamn thing. Shit. I had that fucking mentality. You see, in the May, I was only black in my company, goddamn it. And in my squadron, I was only black for 5 years in my squadron. Shit, the Navy didn't have no niggas in there. They had to integrate the Navy. When first went to the Navy, you had 5 ranks. You could only be 5 ranks. And so I found out that every 6 months, 2 weeks, this shit changing. I said, fuck this shit. I told them, give me my rank back. I go back to goddamn being an SK and not an AK. Shit, fuck that. You know, every 6 weeks, you got to go to it because of tech. Well, I understand why the technology was changing. Well, hell, we was getting information from them. All of this technology came from them. It didn't come from. They had a guy during Eisenhower time. His name was Val Thorne. You can go Google him and everything. He came from Venus. He visited the damn White House. We wasn't born during this time, brother. I was born, but I was shit. I ain't know nothing about this. I was too busy shooting marbles with my .22 slingshot rifle, shooting it. We didn't know nothing. 55, 56, when all this shit happened, a guy named Val Thorne didn't have no fingerprints or nothing, and he had telepathic memory. They entertained him as a guest at the White House. Little Drew, Dwight Eisenhower did. And after Dwight signed that peace treaty with them, hell, he had a heart attack. And all of them people, for some reason, that was in the room with them people, the Martians, when they signed this shit, they had mysterious diseases and shit. This is written. This is the history is wrote down. Hell, I ain't making this shit up. This shit was wrote. White folks wrote it. He wrote it as history. I believe it was a goddamn thing he write. I ain't like no ignorant ass nigga talking about who wrote it. Oh, the white man wrote it. I don't be hell. He wrote by himself. He didn't write about you. Shit. He wrote about us, brother Drew. All right. He wrote how he had did our goddamn monkey looking ignorant ass. How he had genocided us. He ain't goddamn hide a goddamn thing from us. How he goddamn genocided our ignorant ass. He ain't hear it. He ain't hear nothing about himself. So that's the difference between reading with understanding and reading goddamn like he done taught you. Shit. Reading like a motherfucking goddamn Christian. That's the difference. Because, hell, when you read like a Christian, goddamn it, you become a fool. See, up under their tradition and their belief. When he signed that treaty, Brother Drew, then you seen all kinds of stuff happening. All we have to do is go back into the timeline on that and pull it up. I encourage everybody to get that book, A Pale White Horse, and read what has already been done, because so you won't be all shook up when the Pope announced this and these people appear. Because right now they're calling it Planet X. They say it's something, it's a planet coming, Planet X. Well, Planet X is ancient Nubia. They know where they close to. And they got to get their people off of Earth. We don't know the time period because he changed time. See, we once knew the time period, Brother Drew, but after conquered us and after 5 generations, we lost time and then he changed time. See, everything we believe in is backwards. How can you start time all over again? 2018 years ago, they started time all over.
Uh-huh.
See, you should know that something is wrong when something happens like that, Brother Drew. Common sense should tell us that something is wrong. But when you start talking about aliens and all of that shit, that's superstition. And supernatural, that's what it's classified as. But that shit's for real. That shit ain't no mythology, superstitious, or fairy tale. Fairy tale, my ass. Shit, these people live, dwarfs and elves. This was a white man going through certain periods of time in becoming what he is now. Over millions of years. This shit 50,000 years ago. This shit happened 50,000 years ago. Now look at the trend. You know what to do. Every 12 years is a generation of people. How many generations of people is in 50,000? Hell, I didn't calculate that because I wasn't thinking about that. You know, that's a calculation of. You think, what generation is you living in now? Because, look, Brother Drew, during your time period, I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
In my time period, when I was 5 years old, everybody in my hometown at the age of 12 years old knew, and 30% of my hometown, which would, in the black communities, we had 13 black communities in Crockett. 30 to 40, I would put it at least 40% of the black people, you know how they sign their name, Brother Drew? With an X. Now, you didn't come from that era of time.
Uh-huh.
When you was 5 years old, you was around about 60-something. You don't know nobody that was in your family or in your community. Do you know anybody in your family or community that signed their name with an X?
Yeah.
Huh? You do?
I've seen a couple of people do it, but the one.
Yeah, but 40%. During my time, and the language was if your grandma or auntie sent you to the store on your bicycle and told you to tell Mr. Tonster, that's one of those stores in our neighborhood, Crocker, down the street, to send me 2 bits worth of hang down and 2 bits worth of rat cheese and put it on my bill because they had credit during that time. Well, in today's society, I can ask a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, what is 2 bits? He wouldn't know. But I know that was 25 cents. I can ask some people that's in their 30s and 40s what 2 bits, 4 bits, or 3 bits is, and they can't tell me. But everybody in that day and time that I came up, they knew what it was. Because that's what the white man did business with. It was his ignorance that he did business with. That was his term. Knowledge. That's how he did business with you. Now, you see the difference in the time period of when I was a little bitty boy and when you was a little bitty boy. You got in on the end of the people marking their name with an X.
Uh-huh. But, you know, they had came back with that Bitcoin thing, the new currency that they tried to create just a year ago, Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing about that. And see, when I started thinking about this, Brother Drew, I laughed because I know that Big Papa and Uncle Mud and Uncle O3, that X that they made, they had a certain way of making that goddamn X that signified that they was that person. And them white folks know they had a certain way of making that X that would signify who they were. They would decorate that goddamn X. They would write it in certain all kinds of ways that X was wrote. And them old crackers knew that that was their signature because they had a special way of writing the X. And I look back on that and say, shit, wouldn't nobody know about what I'm talking about now. Most people would think it's a lie. Just like that most people think that this shit about us in contact with aliens. Because, see, when you study mythology, Brother Drew, then it is nowhere. And if mythology books don't cost that much at Barnes and Nobles, they were cheap when we got them. We got them for $4 or $5. I'm looking at one now, Brother Drew. We got a great big one. We got all them books at Barnes and Noble had them on sale. Mythology, the history of religion, and signs, symbols, and numbers. They had all three of those. They had all three of them. We all everybody in the class, I think, got most of them people got them because we bought their ass out. Well, because me and Cole had found them books and sent everybody out there because it was a whole lot of knowledge in that one book that you wouldn't have to go buy other books to get it. That's what I look at that. See, because if you want the Book of Enoch and if you want the Book of James, that go buy you the lost books and the apocalypse books of the Bible. That one book have every book in there that they took out instead of buying individuals' books. You know, the book individual, you go broke. I'm telling y'all that, Brother Drew, because hell, I didn't have sense enough to know that if I realized that myself. Me and Cole say, hell, Brother Dwight, we wouldn't bought all these goddamn books. And all, and then we had this book, Brother Drew. We had these books. We had the book with all the books in it. And even when we got to 1611, we had all the books with the Bible with the books in it that was out, that was important. And we went and bought them individual. Didn't have sense enough to know we already had the books and two books, but that's how foolish me and Cole was. When we started buying books, see, just I said, Cole, we laughed. I said, we just buying books. We got duplications on books and shit, and we were searching for knowledge, but it paid off that we have clear understanding of what we read about. That happened in history. See, mythology tells you the tradition and what the old griots and the old soothsayers knew. Everybody, every nation of people, see, the so-called African-American and us, Brother Drew, we never have had a nation of people. We never been a nation of people. If you born in America and look like me and you, you ain't never had a nation of people. You ain't even had a goddamn culture. You had a culture that you produced and called it yours, but you ain't had no culture like other nation of people. You ain't had no traditions. You ain't had no religion. You ain't had no language. So in order for you to have a nation of people, you got to have your own goddamn language. And you get your own God, and you get your own signs and symbols. That's what makes you a nation of people. If somebody looked like me and you and born in America, we've been part of a nation. And then some of us say, in 1932, some of us say, well, hell, we ain't going to be with them. We're going to be black Muslim. In 1966, Benjamin says, shit, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I ain't no Muslim no more. You become a Hebrew Israelite. Then somebody jumped up and said, I'm conscious. And you became conscious, the third eye. But only then did you come out of your teaching. And well, hell, and look at the pitiful few that came out. And look at versus Christianity. And they teaching you in Christian church that you were black Gentile. How did you become the black one? It was a white one before you. I mean, come on, common sense should make you ask yourself these questions, not unless you completely genocide. So when you find a person that is completely genocide, then he won't ask himself these questions, Brother Drew. And that means that he is totally ignorant. So when you come in contact with a Christian and he's talking about the Holy Ghost, you already know that he's totally ignorant. Now, you have a choice. You can ignore the ignorant son of a bitch, or you can engage him in thoughts and piss him off like I do. But you got to know this. You know, it ain't about hurting nobody's feelings. It is what it is.
Right.
The truth is scary. Because, see, I mean, when you come into the knowledge of where you are and where it's from, what's going to go on and what's going to happen, see, they have a saying, old proverb that you read, say, your ears have heard, but your eyes ain't seen what you heard. What you hearing right now for coming out of my mouth, your eyes ain't seen this shit. But your ears done heard me tell you about this shit, about what's wrote. And see, history repeats itself. And we have to be knowledgeable of a lot of books. And because I'm knowledgeable of a lot of books, they tell you in the Bible's a good book to give you instructions and information of what to look for. I call it a mugshot book, Brother Drew. You see, the Bible ain't nothing but a mugshot book because it describes each nation of people of what God they believed in and how they would be thinking. It don't leave it out. If you know how to read that son of a bitch and not read it as a holy book, it'll tell you about unholy people. Mythology is important for one simple reason. Everybody got the same damn story, Brother Drew. They came from another planet.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no damn story of no nation of people that said that they came from here. They came from another place. Then they go and tell you in signs, symbols, and numbers of where they come from. And if you study astrology and astronomy, they made a chart of where they came from, Brother Drew. That's where you get astronomy from. In the Bible, you go in the story of Job, they'll tell you about the Milky Way and then Palladium and blood and the Hercules. And he's named Hercules. These are star systems. They also is names of people that have been here on Earth, but they also star systems, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, See, I was taught all of this at 3 years old. Great-great-grandpa was one of these people that signed his name with an X, Brother Drew. He said he wasn't nothing white on him. He only did that to get his money and stuff. Luckily, he very few things that he dealt with white folks with. Great-great-grandpa would tell me, he said, the crow. He said, the reason we ain't never lost is because we use the stars, the moon, and the sun as our guiding tool. It's a map of where you are. Grandpa told us time of day by the sun. He knew exactly what time it was, what period, by the seasons. He already knew all of this shit, Brother Drew. He didn't need no chart and all of that bullshit. He already knew it. He could tell you that. Because at that time period, people was in tune with the earth. This man was born in 1840 and died in 1960. Yeah, and this was during the 50s, almost 20-some years before he died. I was born in 45. He was sitting out there teaching me the star system of where we come from. Hell, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But as I grew older, I understood, because these books that Mama had was placed in front of me, I understood. But I didn't understand to the max, because after I left home, I quit studying. But the study that I had came back to me in my 30s, and right now I'm perfect with the shit. I hear Grandpa talking to me just like it was yesterday. Shit, Brother Drew. Yeah, all from studying, and Grandpa already done taught me this shit. Every nation of people tell you about space travelers coming and visiting them. It's not a nation of people. The book of Ezekiel tells you about this. The book of Job. Even Apollonius of Tyana tell you about celestial beings and terrestrial beings. This is in the New Testament. What are they talking about? Why we got to have space troops? Well, a good movie to look at is The Last Jedi. I find that Ashia gave me that movie last week. He got pops. And this movie got any knowledge in it? And he asked me, he gave me the Last Jedi. I hadn't seen it, so he had bought it, and he gave me, told me, say, what knowledge it got in it. And he always messing with me about bullshit. Uh-huh. He give me some stuff and say, is it any knowledge? He already know, Sha already got boo-boo knowledge. So, then he asked me a question. He said, after I looked at the movie, I said, man, that movie is heavy. He said, what was the heaviest thing in there? And I say, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, who was the last Jedi? And I say, it didn't dawn on. He said, the last Jedi? He said, well, then, Pops, why was the last Jedi a female? 2 days to answer that question. I had to go look at the movie again, and I asked myself a question, and I shouted at me, so why is the last Jedi in that the movie, The Last Jedi? It's a female. It went back to the feminine energy. And this movie is heavy because it tells you about an invasion. And they need the female to reproduce. They need the female to reproduce. I give you a good reproduction. And they need what kind of female? And see, we, all of these girls is being abducted, body parts, all of that shit, Brother Jewett, all pans out.
Uh-huh.
From that treaty of Eisenhower signed, and me and you don't know nothing about, but it's written about it, said that he signed a treaty that said it allowed them to abduct some people from Earth who they wanted to abduct. Look at all the abductions that happened through the 40s and the 50s. They got a record on it. One of the most important abductions is a ship that I was on, Admiral Forrestal, Admiral Beard, Admiral Wilson. They wrote some books, man. I didn't know who the hell Forrestal was. I was stationed aboard the Forrestal when it got on fire. I was stationed aboard this ship, didn't even know who the hell Admiral Forrestal was until about 20 years ago when I started reading the history. Got off, you know, real deep in the history. And here's this man, he was abducted. And he wrote a book on it. And they didn't want him to tell. They didn't want the people to know this knowledge. They didn't want it. They wasn't time for the people to know this knowledge, keeping it a secret. All of a sudden, they found this man at Walter Reed Hospital hanging. They say he hung himself with a sheet and jumped. The sheet broke, and he fell through a window at Walter Reed Hospital. It's from the 12th story. How the hell that shit happened in all the VA hospitals? Ain't no damn windows. If they got windows, they got bars on it. How the man going to fall to the ground? How that shit going to happen?
That's a strange accident, huh?
Shit, it can't happen. That man was, he was killed for that shit. You see, those books are out. And see, what keeps the black so-called people that call themselves black men, black folks, and African American ignorant, Brother Drew, they keep themselves ignorant for one simple reason. They don't read. They don't read. None of them read. They don't even know their Bible. And I noticed this, Brother Drew. If I go to church and listen to them read, I go to a men's Bible study every now and then. I used to go regular at Mount Tabor. And they read. Each one of them reads every Sunday. They can't read, Brother Drew. They be miscalling words. These are men my age.
Uh-huh.
In their 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. They can't read. They, you ask them to read in church, they'd be stumbling over where they cannot read. So due that we are ignorant to that fact that we can't read, this knowledge that we're talking about, shit, ain't nobody, it's taboo. Shit. It's taboo, but I urge everybody to go get this book because everything that you've seen in the movies, galactical wars and stuff, we're getting ready for galactical wars. And this galactical war done been here before because if you go back in the history of Sodom and Gomorrah, they say Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by a spaceship, alien. Now, that was wrote by many people's mythology. That's how Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. They asked a question. For 40 years, Brother Drew, it's a story in the Bible. For 40 years, a black cloud, they call it, followed who? In the wilderness, Abraham and Moses.
Right.
And this one black cloud, they say, followed. Was it a black cloud or was it a spaceship? How is it when anytime they needed something, now they was in battle, miracles would happen. They would win. But that black cloud was always, as long as that black cloud was with them, they had power.
Uh-huh.
They were very powerful. My question, was that a black cloud or was that the mothership? And right now, we know it was the mothership because a cloud disappears in 15 minutes from the eye because a cloud floats on the air and a cloud moves. That's how you can go outside your house right now because they haven't been working this morning. Look up in the sky. And you'll see something that look like clouds, and they ain't moving. And when you come back in your house and stay 4 or 5 hours and go out, you're going to see that same cloud out there that's called a chemtrail. And that's why all of these allergies and all this bullshit is going on now, Brother Drew. See, because if you go to the country, in my hometown, you can sit out on the gallery and see all the stars, Brother Drew. You can't. The only star that you can see in Dallas is Venus and Mars. On any given night, you look up in the sky, you may see 60, but you're going to always see Venus and Mars if you know what you're looking for. Venus and Mars is always right up under the moon. You see them two stars, them two planets flashing a light down here to Earth. See, we've been in contact with them, Brother Drew, through them black holes. Why you think we got so many military bases and stuff that's on the ground and stuff? I ain't got no problem with the alien because I know I didn't come from here. And I know that it's going to be a harvest. The harvest is coming right around the corner. There's going to be a harvest on Earth. It's always a harvest for minds. The last harvest was the flood with the Adamites. Every family got killed but one, Noah's family. That's what they named the family and said that lived after the flood. Kill out a whole race of people. Evil race of people was killed. Called harvesting of the mind. That seed came through Japheth's children. Japheth, that seed, when I'm talking about seed, the belief system. See, because you just a mind inside the body don't die. Mars want your mind, and Amenya want your mind. It's the harvest of the mind, and the mind is how you think. And that might be a little too heavy for somebody to understand, but I have to speak the truth. And when you know who you are and know who what's about to happen, and it's about to happen. Now, it's a funny thing. Noah warned the people 120 damn years about the flood, Brother Drew. Noah warned the people
uh-huh.
that The whole earth was going to be destroyed if they didn't straighten their ass up. Well, we don't know the time of the hour. We just know that your ass get worn.
Right.
And the only way that you understand warnings is that you understand history of the past, because ain't nothing changed. It just got more sophisticated. And ain't nothing changed. The same system that was here before, when the earth was destroyed, when Sodom and Gomorrah, it's here now. Homosexuality is at its peak. Well, homosexuality was at its peak when Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed. Homosexuality was at its peak when the Adamites got destroyed. Now, homosexuality is at its peak right now. And it ain't going to quit, because I ain't never in my life seen so many gay women. I ain't never seen this many gay women, Brother Drew. Where are they coming? Even the women that are messed with a man still have a relationship with a female. And this here, hell, I remember. See, I got a good memory of a sissy in a bull diaper, because I came through that period of time when they was just first started rising up, Brother Drew, was trying to rise up, but they didn't become a movement until 1993 when they united the LGBT. They didn't become the homosexuals and the lesbians. They went with the transvestites and the other gender, and they became four different names. That's when they marched on Washington, 1 million strong, with Jesse Jackson and Senator Kennedy sponsored it. That's when they got all their power. I know my uncle was gay, so was a sissy. That's what we call it. He was a sissy. He brought back books that I got of how the sissies took over the United States, and they started their movement in 1955. And how they infiltrated Congress, how they infiltrated and got their laws passed to where they are. When you heard Obama say a change, his motto was a change. Well, his wife belonged to the change. The change, go Google it. Yeah, that's the biggest homosexual group in the United States. It's in Washington, D.C. I got the address. I got the book on it. Uncle Bubba left me with the book. I got all of his books. My uncle's books that was gay, I got all of his books. And so there's a lot of stuff that's been down that we're not aware. You see, the only way you have to beware, you have to be aware before you can be aware. And we just telling the story, Brother Drew. We ain't asking nobody to believe shit that we say. But we just telling you the story of how this shit is wrote. And if you don't ask me, go read it for yourself. It's here. And let your mind do the research. I don't want nobody to believe what I say. I want everybody to go research it faster now, due to the fact of technology that you didn't have. But technology, that's reading the Bible. Read it one time, it'd be in the world where it wouldn't be no more mysteries of God. Wouldn't be no more, everybody know truth. Well, then you living in that time right now, but only a pitiful few will know the truth. But those that's listening to us, I'm just telling you a way to that you can travel, that you can understand and of what's really going down, what's happening. So for them that want space troops, they don't do that nothing. There's a reason for every season. And the season for space, truth, well, we done seen a lot of shit on TV about Star Trek and Star Wars and Galactica and Atlantis and all of that. See, the Harmon Stone ain't nothing but that goddamn stone that the Stargate and all of that stuff. They done showed us plenty of movies, Invasion of Planet X. I'm so shocked that they calling this thing Planet X, because in 1951 they made a movie called The Invasion of Planet X. Brother
Drew. Yeah.
And they calling this thing they can't see Planet X. And then you can Google all of this stuff. The Catholic Church got a observation space observation. Guess what the name of it is? Lucifer.
What's that? Oh yeah.
The name of it is Lucifer. The biggest. They got these telescopes going out all the big. But the observation thing is called Lucifer. Google it. You find out about it. A lot of people, and then they come out with the movie on TV, Lucifer. But the word Lucifer only means the enlightened one. It ain't got nothing to do with the devil. That Lucifer means the enlightened one. That's the people that is belong to that organization. They enlightened. They know what the fuck that I'm talking about now. Shit. But I see that old clock on the wall getting up that time, so I say, Shema Yahweh Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamadiyah. Until next week, Brother Drew.
Kamadiyah.